With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome to this month's EvoStick Division 1 show. I'm your host Ben Hughes, and coming up in this month's show, we'll be discussing the promotion races in Division 1 North and Division 1 South with the management at South Shields, Colwyn Bay and Leake Town. We'll also be catching up with the management at Gresley and Skelmersdale United, and we'll be discussing proposed mergers of Ossett Town and Ossett Albion. All of that and a little bit more on this month's EvoStick Division 1 show. Welcome. So hello everybody and welcome to this month's EvoStick Division 1 show. Our apologies that this is slightly later than originally planned. For those people who don't follow Northern Premier League show politics, it's because last week's monthly show, the NPL show, was postponed due to a varnished table. I'm not kidding you, by the way. So we're back this week with the monthly show, and we've got a packed show coming up over the course of the next 30 to 40 minutes or so. We are going to be speaking to Lee Picton very shortly, one of the joint managers at South Shields, about the pressures of currently being the league leaders at the top of a very, very competitive Division 1 North. We're also going to be catching up with Skelmersdale United's manager David Powell later, as well as Colwyn Bay's Alan Morgan. And we're also going to be discussing Division 1 South as well with Leake Town's manager Neil Baker and Gresley's manager Damien Beckford-Quayley. But we're going to start things off with an interesting proposal that has come to light this week, and that is from West Yorkshire, where rivals Ossett Town and Ossett Albion have both agreed outline terms on a merger of the two clubs, subject to FA and league approval. And on Friday, Phil Smith has been named as the chief executive of the new Ossett Football Club. And funnily enough, I caught up with Phil Smith on Thursday about this proposal. Let's hear from him now. A big welcome to the show, Phil. This is interesting news that's broken on Thursday afternoon. Where's this all come from, this idea?
Hi, I mean, I think it's always been discussed, not just in Ossett, I think in other towns with clubs. I mean, I'm a Sheffield Wednesday fan by trade, and you know, there's always the urban myth that talks about the club should form a super club and get together, and how stronger would they be, and that sort of jazz. And that happens all around the country. And I think over time, these two clubs have always either flirted with the idea or investigated the idea, and it's never come to fruition, whether it's not the right timing for a particular club or individuals are just not happy with that sort of agreement. And in the end, it's broken down. As it stands, we're in extremely advanced talks where both parties seem to want the same outcome. And both clubs and people behind the scenes are all sort of also giving their same sort of blessing in terms of what could we do together? How special would it be, and what sort of journey would we go on? And I guess that's the part that I'm playing right now.
And you mentioned the example there, Sheffield. Obviously, Sheffield's a big city in South Yorkshire. When we talk about Ossett, when it's one of those anomalies of non-league football, that this town has two very proud football clubs. And from an outsider's perspective, you know, when you have conversations with people, it's one of them things where, well, it would make sense, surely, wouldn't it?
It's funny because Ossett Town's Ossett Albion's secretary, Steve Hanks, actually met with Paul Scholes a while back, and they had a chat about what's happening at Salford and going over across there in Manchester and the progression that they're going on, the journey they're going on. And Paul Scholes actually stopped the conversation and said, can I just ask, why are there two teams in Ossett and how are they competing at the same level? And it's quite funny that somebody who you perceive to be on a completely different level and plane actually was really curious as to what's going on there? How's that happened? And the chairman of Ossett Albion actually made a very good statement in a private meeting just this week, saying it's a great testament to everybody in the town, a great testament to get two teams to a very respective level of non-league football is actually fantastic. But the question we're all asking is that it? Is that as far as everyone can go? Have we reached the limit, and could they go any further? And my sort of personal take on it is that maybe they restrict each other from going further.
Well, that's an interesting point, that, because obviously 2 years ago, I think Ossett Albion were challenging for the playoffs and Ossett Town were down towards the bottom end. Obviously, Grant Black switched that around last season. But both have been, you know, yo-yoing in Division 1 North over the seasons and to-ing and fro-ing with each other. What obviously, this news has broke because of time and obviously paperwork needs to get done and that kind of thing. I'm not going to ask you for the name or badges or anything like that, but what are we talking timescale-wise and what are the next steps?
Well, like I said before, it's at an advanced conversation stage. There is, both parties have agreed that this is something they want to do and now have to submit that that will and that intention to the FA via direct contact with the Football Association. And they, at their next meeting, which I believe is early March, it's one of, I'm sure, 100 agenda points of things going on around the country in football. And at that stage, it gets looked at and it gets discussed. And in my, again, my own personal opinion is there's a lot of positives for it. There are only emotive reasons against it. And sometimes that's a very valid point, you know, the emotional attachment to an entity and a club. Football is always about identity and belonging. And I'm a massive traditionalist anyway, I fully understand that. But the positives far, far, far outweigh the negatives. And that's part of the role I've been playing, is talking to both clubs about what's the future hold. And to be fair, it's quite exciting.
Well, I was going to ask you towards the end, obviously, about what the future would hold for a unified Ossett-based club. What are the positives, do you feel? What can the future bring for a unified club?
I think if you split the topic in half and say what as a business and then as a as a sport, as a sporting club, as a place fans gather and support a team and stuff. If you look at the business side of it, the obvious ones are financial, in terms of there's huge resources collectively. There would be a fan base. We have no reason to not, again, I said before about identity. People want to be represented and represent something. And I think if the town got together, and for everyone we've spoken to so far, everybody really is behind this, is that it's one town. Now, both clubs are averaging just short of 200 fans a week. If you combine that together, and that's 200 fans, by the way, that are turning up to watch football, with all respect, that's not really doing much. Mm-hmm. They're winning 1 week, they're losing 1 week. They're winning 1 week, they're losing 1 week. And with all respect to Ossett Town's running the FA Cup, we can actually use that as an example. 1,000 people turned up to watch Ossett Town in the FA Cup. And the reason people turned up in excess of the 200s, something's happening. Something's going on. It's sticky. To quote marketing terms, there's something to attach yourself to. Oh, there's an FA Cup run. Great, let's go and watch that. Now we're saying there's one club. It's your club. It's going to be, in all respects, a local super club, because we've got the resources. We've got the fan base. We'll have the grounds going nowhere. Both grounds are going to be involved. As far as I'm aware, the plans, and so there's lots to stick to, and now it's exciting. And I think those fans that weren't that bothered about going to a game might think now, hold on a minute, there's something going on here.
Well, in this world of building walls and Brexit and that kind of thing, it's nice that this has happened. I think it's really,
a
really beautiful thing. But Phil Smith, I won't keep you for any longer, because you're clearly going to be very, very busy in the coming weeks and months. But a big thank you for taking your time out your busy day to come on the show. And when you've got a further update, we'll gladly get you back on, no problem at all.
Thanks a lot. I'm a big supporter of the show, so keep up the good work.
Phil Smith there, new chief executive of the proposed unified Ossett Football Club. Name subject to a name change at a later date, but very interesting times ahead in the town of Ossett. And a big thank you to Phil Smith for joining us. You can keep abreast of all the news from this proposal by either Ossett Town's website, ossettown.co.uk, or of course the club just down the road, Ossett Albion. But to matters on the pitch now, and currently leading the way in Division 1 North, it's South Shields. But Division 1 North is a highly, highly competitive division. Obviously, we spoke to Neil Reynolds last week from Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge, well and truly in the promotion hunt as well. Is four teams currently leading the way up at the top of Division 1 North. South Shields out in front by 1 point over Scarborough Athletic. Scarborough Athletic have played a game more. South Shields are also 3 points ahead of Hyde United and 3 points ahead of Bamber Bridge. And this weekend, South Shields will be hosting Skelmersdale United. We'll be hearing from Skelmersdale very, very shortly. But earlier this week, I caught up with one of the joint managers at South Shields. Please welcome back to the show, Lee Picton. So, happy new year to you, Lee, and thanks for coming back on the show. South Shields.
All the best, Ben.
No problem. South Shields still out in front, up at the top of Division 1 North. Safe to say, though, we've had Scarborough, we've had Hyde, we've had Bamber Bridge on in recent weeks. It's very, very competitive. I think that's an understatement, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think it makes for an exciting run-in. Probably a little bit too exciting for our liking. It's been, obviously, the table doesn't lie. Kind of, a bit of a cliche, but the table doesn't lie. And Scarborough, Hyde and Bamber have all done really, really well this season and put a string of results together over the last 2-3 months since we last spoke. And, credit to them. We've kept a reasonably strong set of results, albeit dropped a few disappointing points over the Christmas New Year period, but it's really tight. But we're still in that top spot, and hopefully that's where we'll stay.
I mean, they always say that the festive period's a challenging time for any club, but it's particularly challenging, I'd suggest, for a club like South Shields, because you're there to be shot at essentially, aren't you? And everyone's going to up the game. Was that what you're facing?
We've been in that top spot pretty much from day one, and it is tough leading from the front, especially all the way through the season. And like you say, you're there to be shot at. And if you are the number one team, as the table suggests, then teams that come up against you tend to find that extra 10%, which is what we found all season long, that, teams will up their game. And that's part and parcel of where we are. And that's fully expected. We're certainly not complaining about that. But particularly teams that come to Mariners Park up here at South Shields, we find they tend to come with a pretty set game plan, and that is to try and frustrate. And there has been some frustrating games for us, no two ways about it. And it's been tough for us to find the right formula to break teams down sometimes. But in the main, we've got it right, and we've got to keep trying to find the right results, obviously, between now and the end of the season.
And you must be pleased with the way, obviously, the Scarborough result did stand out, because obviously it's top of the table clash kind of thing. But you must be pleased with how your squad's reacted to that, unbeaten since that game.
Yeah, absolutely, Ben. And the Scarborough game was a massively disappointing, not just result, but performance for us. There's no two ways about it. Credit to Scarborough, because they were very good on the day. But we didn't do ourselves any favours whatsoever. But the reaction that we've had from the players has been fantastic. And from day one, since we've been at the club, they've been a great, a fantastic bunch to work with. And we've started to pick up a little bit more momentum again. And, hopefully that'll serve us well in the coming weeks, which are set to be really, really busy, because we've still got 18 games to play in the space of, just over 2.5 months now.
And we often talk about the quality of Division 1 North, and previous promotees have often packed a punch to the likes of Darlington and Salford. And this season, though, we were talking on the monthly MPL show, just the fact that Hyde United at the moment, we believe, are the team in prime position to benefit from that third automatic promotion spot from the best of Step 4. And no disrespect to the other teams in the division, but if we take the top four of South Shields, Scarborough, Hyde United and Bamber Bridge, they could all do a job in the Premier Division. And you probably just come at it at the wrong time, I think, unfortunately.
Well, this is it. We were joking about this the other day. We had a season last season where we had to finish in the top two to get out of the Northern League last season. And it was the first season, I think, anybody can remember that there was three teams that finished on 100 points or more. So we were, we were still kind of sweating, so to speak, all the way until the last week or two of the season. And it looks like, with what you've just said, if there's three automatic promotion spots available this year and there's four teams that are, well above 2 points per game average this season, we've been a little bit unlucky, I think, in terms of coming across other really strong teams in the same season. But no, it makes for a really exciting run-in, and we're thoroughly looking forward to the challenge, and
our next game is at home to Skelmersdale, and fingers crossed we can get the right result.
And we had Renault on from Bamber Bridge last week, and his February is fantastic for the quality of sides they're having to play.
They've got a really really interesting run in.
A very interesting run in for yourselves. For Renault, it's not straightforward, but it's easy. It's you've got to win every game. These are all 6-pointers, tough competition.
Yeah.
For yourselves, you've got a mix, haven't you? You've got a mixed bag of the likes of Hyde, but then you've got Skem. And that's a difficult challenge for yourself as a management team.
It is, and you know we're running with lots of injuries at the moment, which is obviously not ideal, particularly at the top end of the pitch, which is probably the worst area you can incur a lot of injuries. But we've got, like you say, a real mixed bag of games across teams in different situations across the league. I think with the playoffs extending potentially all the way down to the seventh place team this year, then I think until we get to the last couple of weeks of season, I think just about every team in the league is going to have something to play for, whether it's a relegation battle, a battle for a promotion spot, a battle for a playoff spot. And that makes every game really competitive. So there'll no doubt be lots of twists and turns between now and the end of the season. And we've just got to focus on ourselves and make sure we get our job right.
Well, Lee Picton, joint manager at South Shields, a big thank you for coming on the show this week. When it gets really tasty in the coming weeks, we'll get you back on, no problem at all. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Ben. Good to catch up. Thanks. Bye for now.
Lee Picton there, one of the joint managers at South Shields, and this weekend they'll be taking on Skelmersdale United. Skelmersdale United currently sitting in 18th position, 9 points clear of the relegation zone. But the main talking point about Skelmersdale United this season has been all the issues off the pitch. It's been a very torrid time at the club. But they are competing in the lower half of the table. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Skelmersdale United. Please welcome to the show, David Powell. So welcome to the show, David, and a happy new year to you. A big game this weekend. How's the squad shaping up for it?
Good. Looking forward to the trip to the North East. Obviously a big following up there as well. Lads are positive. We picked up a few draws recently. We're pretty close to getting a bit of a elusive win that we've been missing for the last few weeks. But the lads are staying positive and we're creating plenty of opportunities as we did at Colne on Tuesday and Bamber on Saturday. So we're staying positive.
And how's the season gone then on the pitch, do you feel, David? Because obviously Division 1 North, we've been covering it month in, month out, week in, week out, how competitive it is up at the top end. Down the bottom end, how have you found it this season?
Well, I took over in back end of September when Alan Rogers stepped down. We started off pretty well with four league wins and a couple of draws in the first 8 or 9 matches. And then we picked up a few injuries and a few postponements, which killed our momentum to a degree. Obviously, the loss of Andy Owens, a striker, we've had to get over that, which I think we are doing. We're getting on with things without him. But yeah, I mean, disruption is never brilliant. But we're just trying to make the most of it.
And we have to say as well, it's been a difficult year so far for Skelmersdale United. That too must be pleasing when you dig out results like that draw against Bamber Bridge. Is that sense of togetherness well within the dressing room?
Yeah, I think so. Winding the clock back to before Christmas. We had the ground taken off us and the lads treated that positively. We got a couple of good results when we were playing at Marine. We got a good result against Ossett Town, 3-0, when we moved into Prescott Cables. The lads have used it to draw everybody together, and we're all fighting for the same cause. So we'll carry on doing so as long as it takes.
And obviously, we know a lot of people at Skelmersdale United. It's a cracking club, always a welcoming visit whenever we've gone there in the past. It has been a challenging period. How's it been managing at the club?
Well, I've tried to use the togetherness factor to draw the lads together. It's been bringing some new players into the club. Behind the scenes, there's a lot of work going on to try and resolve the ground issue. I think the lads appreciate that and are trying to support on the field with the efforts that's going on off it, and try to turn the whole thing round for the club.
And as you said, you came into it, within a few weeks of the season starting. Like you say, there's a lot of hard work going on behind the scenes to rectify the various issues going on off the pitch at the club. Are you looking forward to the close season and getting your teeth stuck into planning ahead for the future rather than having to think
absolutely. Absolutely. But the first priority is to secure enough points to stay in the division. That's got to be the forefront of my mind. And I'll move on to the planning side in detail further down the road. But the lads I'm bringing in, I'm seeing them as long term prospects for the club. And we'll hopefully be a part of the plans in the close season as we build for next year.
And finally, then, David, we've just had Lee Picton on, one of the joint managers at South Shields, and obviously they're up at the top end, but the pressure's certainly on them. Skelmersdale United, with all due respect, this is a big giant banana skin for them. What are you expecting from your boys? It's a long trip as well. What are you expecting from your boys this weekend?
I think you said it before, it's a very competitive league at the top and at the bottom, and for me, bottom to top, I feel this season most teams can get results against other teams in the league, and we'll be thinking the same on Saturday. We'll go to South Shields. We aren't going to roll over. We'll show them due respect, but I'll be expecting my lads to travel well, prepare well, work hard, which they have been doing since I took over, and strive for getting a result up there.
Well, David Powell, manager at Skelmersdale United, you keep up the good work. A big thank you for coming on the show, and good luck for the remainder of the season.
Okay, thanks very much.
David Powell there, manager at Skelmersdale United, and I should also mention the Just Giving page available to help support Skelmersdale United during the issues that are going on off the pitch at the club. That website, justgiving.com/crowdfunding/SUFC1882. That's justgiving.com/crowdfunding/SUFC1882. But that's Skelmersdale United's trip up to the North East to take on South Shields this weekend. And as we've discussed, the title race up at the top of Division 1 North is very, very exciting. But so's the playoff race in Division 1 North as well. Prescott Cables currently sitting in fifth position. They were involved in the title race, but they had played a few games more than everyone else. They're currently 6 points behind fourth place Bamber Bridge, but they are 6 points ahead of sixth place Clitheroe. And that's where it becomes interesting. Clitheroe fill that remaining playoff spot. Of course, we could have a discussion about whether the playoffs go down to seventh this season in Division 1 North. If they do, then the team currently on the same number of points as Clitheroe Trafford would fill that final playoff spot. Glossop North End are 2 points back, but have 3 games in hand over Trafford and 2 games in hand over Clitheroe. Then there's Drolsden in the mix as well. They're 3 points behind Clitheroe and Trafford, but they've got 3 games in hand over Clitheroe and 4 games in hand over Trafford. Then we've got Tadcaster Albion, 4 points from the playoffs, but also with games in hand. And then Colwyn Bay, who currently are 5 points from the playoffs, but to say they have games in hand would be an understatement. They've got 4 games in hand over Clitheroe and 5 games in hand over Trafford. So Colwyn Bay very much involved in the playoff hunt. And joining us now, it's the manager. Please welcome to the show, Alan Morgan. So welcome to the show, Alan. And we've been covering Division 1 North, obviously, all season. And it's one of them divisions which is very, very competitive. And that's just the top end. When it comes to the playoff race, Colwyn Bay are sitting there mid-table, intriguing me a lot. What have you made of it since coming in? Because Colwyn Bay are involved in this playoff race now, it feels.
Yeah, since I've come in, I've enjoyed every single minute of it. It's very competitive. You're excited and know everything what it brings. And we're sitting 11th at the moment. We're still looking at teams ahead of us. So, which is a good thing.
And when you came into it was November time, wasn't it? You came in to the job. What was your initial targets? Was it just finding your feet? And what was your targets for the remainder of the season for Colwyn Bay?
I'm a quite a positive positive manager, and I've always, until it's mathematically impossible,
you know, is my target, you know, and it still is now. So, you know, we just got to take one game at a time, because, you know, we've won a couple of games, and obviously we got beat on Saturday at Mossley. So we need to get back to winning ways to catch them teams ahead of us, because if we don't win, we don't catch them. So we've got to make sure we look after number one. You know, we do our job right, and hopefully it'll bring us 3 points on a Saturday.
And obviously, you'll be more than aware of this, that the scale of Colwyn Bay Football Club, obviously it's had recent success in divisions higher, and obviously they've come down a step or two. But the potential for the club has already been seen, and it's just a case of reinvigorating the club, as far as I can see from a distance.
Yeah, you know, we've been there before. We've been up in a Conference North, so, you know, and that's my plan, and I'm always one of them that, you know, want to take a team as high as possible. So hopefully, you know, things will work out right, and we'll do well, and we'll get near the playoffs, and you never know when. It's all about, you know, the luck on the day and taking your chances. So we just take, you know, one game at a time. It's quite a big club in the league we're at, so we just got to make sure that we produce the results on a Saturday, because that's at the end of the day, that's what gets you promoted, and by winning games. If you don't win games, you're not going to get promoted.
And we had Lee Picton on earlier at South Shields, and we've been speaking to all the managers up towards the top end in recent weeks as well. And one of the things that we've noticed about Division 1 North is, because of the competitive nature of the title race at the moment, it looks like, and there should be an asterisk on this and a footnote, but it looks like that the automatic spot for the third best placed team at Step 4 might be coming to Division 1 North, and that means 7th will be in play when it comes to the playoffs. How important is that extra carrot for clubs like Colwyn Bay or anyone else around you at the moment, like Cohn or Ossett Town, for example?
Yeah, it's massive. It's massive. That extra place helps everybody, but, you know, my target is to get in the top 6, and it's not going to change. It doesn't matter, if 2 go up or 3 go up, mine, I still want to finish as high as I can. I think the top 4 pulled away. I think they've got their own mini league, but then there's about 10 clubs involved, maybe 12 clubs involved then for those playoff places. So it's going to be a right ding dong battle from now to the end of the season.
And this weekend, finally, Alan, this weekend, the match with Atherton Coles, what are you expecting from them?
Yeah, you know, Atherton Coles, I went to watch them. I watched them twice now. I went to watch them on Monday against Ratcliffe. Draw was a fair result, but, you know, I know that they're a handful. You know, they've already beaten Colwyn Bay at Coles 3-1 early on in the season. So, like I've said to the lads since I've come in, with fair play to the lads, they've given me everything. I can't ask for any more. So we just got to make sure we perform, because if we don't perform, we don't win games. And that's the reason we're Colwyn Bay, where we are in the league. Just got to make sure we're positive, you know, and get the right results. And then hopefully, you know, we can get closer to the playoffs. You know, I want to get closer to the playoffs quick as possible, because we win 3 games and we're getting close to the playoffs, and then we lose. That's what we've done, you know, but we need to get another couple of wins to get amongst the men. We've got to keep on winning to get in there. So, but, you know, at the end of the day, we've got we've got some hard games coming up, and we're just going to take it one game at a time.
Well, Alan Morgan, a big thank you for coming on the show, manager at Colwyn Bay. I've been saying this now to every manager, because it's so competitive at either end of the table at the moment. When it gets really, really interesting, we'll get you back on the show, I'm sure. But thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much indeed.
Colwyn Bay's manager Alan Morgan there, a big thank you for joining us. Let's have a look now at Division 1 South, and Basford United obviously are still out in front. No surprises there. They are currently 19 points ahead. Basford United up at the top. Frickle Athletic are in second position. They have 2 games in hand over Bedworth United, who are 2 points behind them. Then there's Cleethorpes Town, and the big news this week from Cleethorpes Town is obviously the points deduction issue, which at time of recording, we're not too sure what else to say about that. But subject to that points deduction, at the moment they are sitting in 4th. Stamford are in 5th on the same number of points, as is Alverchurch, and then there's Chasetown, just 2 points outside the playoffs at the moment. And then there's Leek Town. Are Leek Town involved in the playoff race? It's just 6 points to the playoff positions. They have played 5 games more than Alverchurch, and the last outing, it was Leek Town 3, Alverchurch free. And joining us now, it's the manager at Leek Town. Please welcome to the show, Neil Baker. Welcome to the show, Neil, and a happy new year to you. The playoff race in Division 1 South is it's certainly very interesting, isn't it? And Leek Town are very much a part of this.
Yeah, we are. It's really tight up there. And Ben, I have to say, there's some really good teams up there. It's my first year. But I did see quite a bit of a league last year. But I have to say how strong it is. If you look at any of the top 10 clubs, they all think they've got a chance even at this stage. Really strong league. You know, we get a hard game every week. Tough game, whether they're top four or bottom four. And that's good. I think that's good that the standards are good and the football that's been played is terrific. And I can't say how much I've enjoyed it.
And when it comes to Leek Town, the club, it's been there or thereabouts when it comes to both promotion races and playoff races over recent years. What's your expectations for what Leek Town can do in the second half of the season?
Well, what we've had a problem with is our results against the teams in the top 6-7. We've played well against a lot of them without managing to beat them. Going back to the other night, you know, we're 3-0 up against Overchurch with a little over 10-12 minutes to play and I still managed to get a draw out of it. We went to Basford a month ago, 2-0 up, 8 minutes from the time, and managed to lose 3-2. So we compete with them. We haven't been able to beat them. And that's my biggest concern. We're playing some good football. We're playing some excellent football, but I've had problems keeping the ball out of the net at the other end.
I mean, I was gonna mention the Alchurch result because on paper, it's when you go into a game against a fellow playoff contender like Alchurch, you take a point, wouldn't you, in the cold light of day?
No, normally you would. I mean, Alchurch are a very good team, as good as anything on the day, and their manager, Alan, whenever I go to a game, I normally see him. He's a real hard-working manager, and they're a good club. They've got their ambitions. I think they're moving to a new stadium next year. What are Leek's chances? I mean, I think the people of Leek think it's only a matter of time, and we should be up there. But Ben, there's some big clubs.
Yeah.
If you look at the clubs involved, you know, Basford, Frickley, Bedworth, Stamford, Chasetown, Stocksbridge, Cleethorpes. They've all played high. They're all as big a club as Leek are. So we've no divine right to get into that top six. We've got to work for it. And but everybody has the same aspirations. They all want to be in there. So you've got to earn that right. At the moment, we've not been quite good enough to get in there.
I mean, I was going to say to you as well, Neil, obviously there's coming up, you mentioned some of the sides there, you've got some home matches against the likes of Bedworth, Corby, Stamford, Stocksbridge, nice easy games for you there at home, and then the likes of, you know, away trips to Cleethorpes coming up, and your old mates at Newcastle Town as well. It's the games are there, and they're going to be very, very competitive. I mean, it's something I asked Neil Reynolds at Bamber last week. Do you prefer to be playing the teams that in and around you, because the team talks do themselves, essentially, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and the points matter that little bit more. Like we said earlier, Ben, we've not had an easy game. We had an easy game earlier in the season at Lincoln when they were fraught with injuries and suspensions, but that's about it this season. You know, whenever we went to Romulus last week, and played really well and got a draw. You know, they've had an upturn in results. We went to Peterborough early in the season and we're really fortunate to come away and win the game 2-1. So I don't think it matters what position they are in the league. That's what I say to my players every week. Expect a tough test.
And it's a question I've been asking most managers in recent weeks. It's obviously that time of year again when committees, managers, chairmen all look at where they are in the league table and they think, what shall we do to strengthen things? You've made a signing in Sam Hall. What's he gonna add to your squad for the closing months of the season?
Well, he's got to stay on the pitch first, Ben. He got sent off the other night, but joking apart, he adds experience, he adds size, he's a good player. He's played a level higher. and I was delighted to get him. Also signed Danny Roberts from Belper, who is rated highly, as good a custodian probably as there is in the league on his day. So the board of directors have been excellent with me. If a player becomes available to strengthen, I ask the question, and usually the answer is yes, providing we can afford to do it. They're very good because they find a way to do it, Ben.
Yeah. I was going to say as well, in a kind of tongue-in-cheek way, but in a serious way as well, last time we spoke to Leeds Town, it was with regards to their pre-match kind of posters that they have advertising upcoming fixtures and that kind of thing. I see you've appeared on the fall Marquee Smith tribute one. Happy about that, Neil?
Yeah. I have to be. I have no option, though.
No, but it's good publicity, though. It's good marketing what Leek are doing. Last time we had the chairman on.
Yeah, they work hard at that. You know, he's very good. John runs the club well, attracts sponsors. He's got a lot of experience in the business world, and I find that the club work very hard to attract sponsors and make the money available.
Absolutely. And just your closing thoughts then for this weekend's game against Kidsgrove. We mentioned the Newcastle match. The Kidsgrove match is quite an interesting one on paper as well. What are you expecting from Kidsgrove this weekend?
Another tough game. We've lost twice to them this year, and they do some cup end in the league game. In fact, they were terrific when they played at Leek. They've lost one or two players, but they always remain competitive. And we know that it'll be a hard game. I think in a derby game, form goes by the wayside. And, you know, a little bit of luck wouldn't go amiss.
Well, Neil Baker, manager at Leek Town, just to say the fall posters from the album, 50,000 Leek Town fans, can't be wrong. A big thank you for coming on the show. Best of luck for the remainder of the season. When it gets really interesting towards the end, we'll get you back on, no problem at all.
Brilliant, man. Good to speak to you.
Neil Baker there, manager at Leek Town. And if you think it's tight up at the top end of Division 1 North or in the playoff race when it comes to Division 1 South, well, the relegation picture in Division 1 South is truly, truly very, very intriguing. Currently sitting bottom is Gresley. They're 1 point behind Sheffield FC. Gresley do have 2 games in hand. They're 2 points behind Romulus. However, Gresley have 5 games in hand over Romulus. They're 2 points behind Market Drayton Town, but Gresley have 2 games in hand over Market Drayton Town. They're 2 points behind Peterborough Sports, and Gresley have 4 games in hand. We should also add, just to say how close it is, Kidsgrove Athletic are 4 points ahead of Gresley. They played the same number of games, and Carlton Town are also 4 points ahead of bottom markers Gresley. But Carlton Town, intriguingly, have 3 games in hand over Gresley. So lots of games to play there for Gresley and Carlton Town. And funnily enough, Carlton Town and Gresley go head to head this weekend in the league. And joining us now, it's the manager at Gresley. Please welcome to the show, Damien Beckford-Quayley. So, Damien, welcome to the show, and a big Happy New Year to you. On the Division 1 show, we've been talking a lot about the promotion race, how close it is, but we have to remember the bottom end of the table's pretty competitive. What have you made of it this season?
Yeah, it's a very competitive league at the minute. Obviously, we're at the bottom of the pile at the minute, but as you can see, we've got a few games in hand. It's just a really difficult league to compete in at this moment in time, but it's good. It's a good league, and it's good all around for everyone, I suppose.
And you're right in what you're saying. At the moment, Gresley are bottom of the table, but you do have games in hand. For example, you've got 5 games in hand over Romulus, who are only 2 points up the road. There's a big game coming up against Carlton, and they've got loads of games in hand as well. So there's lots of permutations going around with regards to the relegation pitch in Division 1 South. But the form at Gresley, there's been a slight upturn in recent weeks and recent months.
Yeah, if you look at the previous 5 games, we've took 9 points out of a possible of 15. So our form has not been too bad. But I think the problem what we've had at the minute is obviously the conditions and the weather and the amount of games what we've played. I think we've only played 5 games in the space of about 11 weeks, which is a massive problem and a concern of mine at this moment in time.
And going into this season then, like we've touched upon, Division 1 South is a very competitive division. It was very competitive last year. It's competitive this season. What were your expectations going into this season for Gresley?
Being completely, this is me being completely honest, I'd rather, to be higher than where we finished last season. That was my biggest aim and achievement. It's still, and it is still possible, but my biggest problem was we lost the majority of our, what you'd say, our goal scorers, our better players from the start of last season. It didn't help for the start of this season, but we've brought one or two back now, so hopefully our fortunes will turn around.
This time of year as well, managers are always looking to strengthen the squad and that kind of thing. What have you been up to in the transfer market of late, Damien?
Been competing in the past week or so, I've just brought in two new players. Well, one's a new player and one's a player what he's played for me for quite a while. He's got a very good reputation. But he left to go on to better things, but it's not quite worked out for him. And it was too much of a good opportunity to turn it down and bring him back to the club, and that's Pearson Mwanga. Fantastic ability, fantastic talent, but it's just down to him now. But obviously he's not had the best of seasons this year, but hopefully his luck will turn. Coming back to a manager that I know he likes to play for.
And what do you think he's gonna bring to the table?
Hopefully goals. He's got something special about him. He's a threat. He's a constant threat. If things are going our way, you know, he can occupy two or three players, and he's a goal threat as well. But he's got a long way to go. We just need to try and get the best out of him and see where we go from there. I also signed another lad called Sean Richards, who's very well known at this level of football. But he's had to concentrate on his career out of football, and now he's focused back on this football. So that's another good addition to the team as well.
And when we look at Gresley as well, obviously it's a club with ambition as well, because I think early in the season there was an announcement that the club is moving away from the Moat Ground and looking to develop a new stadium which will be suitable for two divisions higher. So what's the future prospects at Gresley for the development of the club going forward?
Yeah, regarding that, I can't really say too much on that because I don't know too much about it myself. But being completely honest, I know it definitely won't be ready for next year, but I know it still is in the pipeline. But you know what these things are like. You have to go through procedures and, you know, and things like that. And it's just one of them things. I couldn't say it's going to happen now or it can happen in 2 or 3 years, but I know it's still in the pipeline. And also, they have definitely got the fan base, and, you know, and as you can see, we've had a lot of games off this season at home, so it will be better for Gresley as a club and Gresley as a place as well. They've got a fantastic fan base and obviously a new ground. Hopefully, we'll build on that as well. And it's all looking well and bright in the future, especially regarding the stadium and things like that.
And you're right, because if you look at the attendances, Gresley's got the sixth best average attendance in the league. So it's, you know, it's a club with the fan base, like you say. Going into the next few weeks, then we touched upon that big game this weekend
on Saturday.
On Saturday against Carlton, these pivotal games. I mean, you played the likes of Sheffield recently as well. These are important matches, aren't they?
Yeah, I think every game at the minute, whether it's Carlton or you're playing Bayshore at the top, they're just as important, especially for us at the minute. I keep telling the lads and drilling into them every game at the minute, it's a six-pointer. A month ago, we had a bit of a breathing space, but obviously you can see the teams in and around us have picked up, including like Romulus, and that's credit to them. And it's making the league a lot more exciting. But, you know, I'd rather make sure we're in this league next season and so we can kick on for the season after.
Well, Damien, a big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to come on the show. Keep up the good work at Gresley. And when it gets really tasty in the coming weeks, we'll get you back on the show, no problem at all.
No problem. Take care.
And a big thank you there to Gresley's manager, Damien Beckford-Quayley, for joining us on this week's show. And that's the end of the Evo Stick Division 1 show for the month of January. Also out on this channel is the Evo Stick NPL show monthly review show that was recorded on Wednesday evening. And we do discuss a bit about Division 1 North and Division 1 South on that show as well. We'll be back next week with a normal NPL show where we might have a couple of interviews as well from clubs from Division 1 North and Division 1 South. Remember, though, you can keep up to date with all the latest news from the Evo Stick Northern Premier League by visiting the website. That's evostickleague.co.uk. And you can also follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your NPL side, make sure you check Twitter before setting off just to make sure the match is on. And if it is on, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.